The Muslim terrorists, a convenient enemy today. Understand these things are not happening by accident. They're happening by intent. And we need your help. So if you can get this, either one or both of those four CD sets, Did Hitler Escape and The War Against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners and management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. But we got just an answering machine. When we dial a James Corbett, I'm going to ask our producer to call that answering machine several more times, hoping we can have James, because it's going to be a long hour without him. If you're out there across America and there's something you'd like to talk about, we may have to do open lines here at Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But I'll ask us or any James to try the answering machine again. Try James Corbett's telephone number. But the number right now, if you'd like to talk to me, because I don't have a regularly scheduled guest, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So give us a call. But basically, of course, I got something fascinating this last week from a man named Porter Stansberry, who claims he has a staff of about 100 people, and he sent out this nice pamphlet to me, and I'm sure to probably millions of other people, talking about the coming financial crisis. And Sydney, I don't know whether you got this thing from Porter Stanberry. If you did, I'd like to know what you thought of it. But Porter basically says that he studies the economy, and he's been watching certainly what's going on with the economy for some time, and he is firmly convinced that as of July the 1st of this year, that's the end of this month, why there's going to be dramatic changes in the economic situation in the United States and throughout the world, because what is going to happen is that the United States dollar is going to begin to lose its predominance, its reserve status. Now, what's going to happen on July 1st? Well, apparently the Treasury Department has sent a statement out now to all the banks in the world and just saying, if you have American money in your bank, you have to let us know. We want to know where it is. And basically, the Americans are not paying taxes. I don't believe that for one second. I believe, of course, they really want to know where all the money in the world is, all the American money in the world. And they said they want to keep Americans from having their money in other countries. But be that as it may, as of the 1st of July, why banks throughout the world are being forced to, really most of them, just to give up their American depositors. And an awful lot of Americans have their money outside the country. They feel safer having money diversified. What are the rules of investing? Diversify, diversify, diversify. But the Treasury Department doesn't want that. And so basically, they're putting pressure on the Swiss banks and the Liechtenstein banks and banks all across the world to give them all the details on the American deposits. And as a result of that, why, of course, a lot of the banks suddenly are just saying, we don't want the American money. I know this is what the Swiss banks are doing. And unless they actually have a branch here in the United States, those banks are simply just getting rid of their American accounts. And as a result, why I think, because first of all, the banks are all mad at the United States. Secondly, why it's going to have a profound impact upon where American money is being kept throughout the world. You can be sure that the clever people, the multi-billionaires, the parts of the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Satanists, this will not affect their money, but it will affect the money of the average individual. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It doesn't look like we're going to have a guest. Doesn't look like we have a guest, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about right now.
Let us swear. Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, the this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and it's going to be open line. So if you have anything you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, you have to understand that we have an unusual situation. The United States, every single hour of every single day and every night and every holiday, the United States is spending $200 million we don't have. And they're simply having to borrow that money. We have borrowed more money since basically Barack Hussein Obama became president than we had actually spent prior to that time. Basically, if you look at the real amount of money that has been borrowed when Barack Hussein Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion, of which about $5 trillion of that was money on Social Security and Medicare and these other things. As far as the other situation is concerned, why, of course, we've gone from $10.7 trillion in 2009 to a debt today of $17.5 trillion. Now, in addition to that, of course, other government agencies and other corporations owe another $5 trillion. We have a massive debt, ladies and gentlemen, a massive debt that we will never be able to pay off. And the average individual doesn't understand that. So basically, how are we getting by today? Well, we're getting by today because we're keeping up the interest rates artificially low. And because the federal government, I should say the Federal Reserve System, the Federal Reserve actually had increased about $3 trillion. They just created $3 trillion out of nothing. And now they're trying to keep it tied up in the banking system because they turn it loose. They know we'll have rampant inflation. Well, what most people don't understand is basically countries throughout the world know what's going on, and they're trying to get out of the dollars. You're not hearing about this, but the Chinese are trying to get out of the dollar. People in other countries are trying to get out of the dollar. And as these people are trying to get out of the dollar, why, of course, there's going to be all sorts of complications because we have certainly the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. And when the reserve currency of the world suddenly falters, the whole world monetary system begins to fall apart. And this is exactly where we are today, and everything is being done to keep this from the American people. But if you have not read this report from Stanberry, Phil, I think his name is Philip Stanberry, you'll want to get it. You can probably pull it down off the internet. And I will tell you, it's really very, very Porter Stanberry is the name. It is very, very revealing. Because, of course, I believe everything that he says is absolutely right. And when this actually happens, when actually the currency that is the reserve currency of the world begins to lose its standard, other countries begin moving to actually take over that position. And the country, well, Great Britain was had the reserve currency up until the 1970s, and they actually had inflation rates of 25% or more subsequent to that. And basically, I fear this is the same thing is going to happen here. And all they tell you is that there's nothing to worry about. Everything's going to be fine. It is not going to be. And if you have a question or comment about what's happening financially, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I recommend this report by Porter Stansberry because I think he has a great deal of fascinating information that you need to know. And if you're not making preparations for the coming collapse of our economic system, you better. The dollar is going to lose a great deal of its value. And the people who are invested in the dollar, whether it be through annuities, through bank deposits, or through their pensions, whatever it may be, I fear many of them are going to lose their life savings. And the average individual can't imagine that sort of thing happening in America, but it's going to. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it suddenly looks as if we may be getting James Corbett on the line here. And there he is. Hi, James. How are we doing?
I'm doing good, but my computer is not doing good. So sorry for the delay.
Well, that's all right. It's just good to have you with us. Well, tell us what's going on. I was just reading, talking to our listeners about a report that's Porter Stanberry had put out about the coming collapse of the American dollar and about some legislation or a rule that's going to go through as of the 1st of July that is going to get certainly most banks throughout the world who repudiate American dollar accounts from American citizens. What's that all about?
I must admit you're springing that on me. I haven't seen that report yet, so I'm going to have to look into that.
Well, he does really a pretty good job. Of course, he's trying to sell his report, but I'll have to admit, it's very impressive. Apparently, there's a legislation that's going into effect on the 1st of July, and basically banks throughout the world are being told that they're going to have to notify the Treasury Department if anybody actually has, any American, has a deposit in their account. Their bank, of course, this is to limit, of course, the ability of Americans to have overseas bank accounts. It's going to force most Americans to bring their money back home.
Well, you're right about that, and I think that would certainly be in line with that process that we've been seeing happening over the last several years, where the IRS has been demanding more and more and more sharing of data between the banks throughout the world and the U.S. So it certainly seems to be right in line with that. I'll have to look into the specifics of what's happening on July 1st, but that does sound like an interesting point of inquiry. So I'm certainly glad to hear you researching that, and thank you for the tip.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you bring us up to date with what's going on in the world from your point of view?
Well, actually, I wanted to start off today by pointing out something that I wrote about in the last edition of The Forecaster, which is the growing economic, not just an income disparity, but an economic disparity that I think is developing between the very, very rich and the, well, becoming very, very poor in the United States, specifically, where we see this incredible increase in the rate of the growth of millionaires and even billionaires, even as the average person's actual real income is decreasing year by year. And we have a lot of data to back that up. And I thought a very interesting pair of stories that highlighted this phenomenon is up there on Bloomberg.com right now, one of which is talking about U.S. stocks rise to records amid small cap rally and deals, talking about how the S&P and the Dow Jones are now again at record highs. In fact, the S&P just hit its, I believe, its eighth straight record high in a row, just an incredible streak that the S&P and the Dow Jones are on, and the Russell 2000 and the NASDAQ isn't doing quite as well, but certainly stocks generally, equities have been up this year against all odds and against all expectations. And you have people like Michael Arone of Global Advisors, U.S. Intermediary Business Department, talking about how my view is the Goldilocks economy is back. Not too cold, not too hot, but just right. And what we're seeing is companies starting to do capital expenditures and mergers and acquisition to invest in their business. So we see this, all of the data and the statistics about how well this economy is doing in those terms. But then pair that with another headline up on Bloomberg right now, lean retirement faces U.S. Generation X as wealth trails, talking about Generation Xers who were caught out in the 2007-2008 collapse and are still trying to recover from that and are, in fact, getting worse and worse, some of whom have been thrown out of their homes because of being underwater in their mortgage and unable to make their payments, and unable to find meaningful work. And again, that's reflected in the new non-farm payroll data that came out last Friday, that a lot of the headlines are touting, wow, it's back to pre-recession employment levels. We've finally increased to the amount of jobs. Now the total amount of jobs in the economy right now are slightly above where they were in 2007. So yay, mission accomplished, we've recovered. But of course, the missing part of that analysis is A, what types of jobs have been created? And of course, by far, they're more service industry and part-time and those types of jobs, more so than gainful full-time employment in industries that will be productive career paths for people. And also, I mean, the other side of that is that when you compare this recovery, quote unquote, of the last 5 or 6 or 7 years to the types of job themes that we had, for example, back in the 1980s, it was literally over 100 times more jobs were created during that period in the 80s than they have been in the past several years. So to think of this as any type of success, I think, is just deluding ourselves. And again, it speaks to my mind to the increase in the dichotomy between the economy for the very, very rich and wealthy, the very few who are heavily invested in these hedge funds, et cetera, and who are very much controlled by the equities market, and the vast majority of people who are struggling to get mortgages and struggling to put food on the table. And I really just see those trends increasing and dying from here.
Well, my telephone number for them is not 7 o'clock. I'm in Texas, same code. I is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, James, as we see suddenly the stock market going up and we see these all-time new highs, what is really happening to the price-earnings ratio? Are major corporations as a whole making sufficient money to justify the price of those stocks, or is this all manipulated and an illusion?
Well, of course, my answer is going to be that it's manipulated. But again, I think we can see that from the data. And the data speaks to a couple of things when we look at, for example, the amount of just monetization of debt, really, that's going on in the quantitative easing process, and just the outright purchasing of securities and bonds to just keep the U.S. economy afloat. We see trillions of dollars being invested, and yet we see very little inflation, and yet we see huge increases in the stock market. And those three factors put together do mean that stocks are wildly overvalued right now. And it's just a question of when that the air starts to come out of that bubble.
And who knows? I don't know what part this episode, whatever's going to be happening there on the 1st of July, is going to play. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, you're exactly right about that, and I think that's very true. There's a lot of hot money flowing around China right now, and they are being actively prevented from trying to invest it in China, specifically in real estate right now, because, again, there's a growing property bubble in China that the Chinese officials are worried about, and they want to keep the lid on that. So they're happy to see that going out into other countries, and I think a lot of people are happy to get their money out so that they can have some sort of safe holding somewhere outside of the Chinese system, because again, if the Chinese system starts to collapse, there's going to be a lot of people who have made a lot of notional wealth in the last several years who are going to find themselves just as broke as ever, if not more so, after that kind of collapse happens. So I think they're looking to try to get their toehold in other countries so they can try to secure that. And a lot of that is going to the United States, specifically, again, into real estate.
Well, it's very interesting to me that certainly the Chinese certainly are allowed to bring their money to the United States without restriction. And yet, of course, Americans are being restricted in their ability to take their money and put it in other countries. How do you explain that dichotomy?
Well, again, it just comes back to the IRS basically wanting their pound of flesh at all times, in all ways, from anyone who has an American passport. And they're going to extract it come hell or high water. And there used to be, I mean, places where Americans could store money that would be off of the books. Of course, Swiss banking secrecy, world famous. Singaporean banking secrecy also helped in that regard. But those safe havens for money have started disappearing, of course, in the name of chasing the money that's being hidden by all of the big multinational corporations. Of course, when they're chasing that, it also hits individuals who are just trying to escape the clutches of the IRS. And I think, again, that's no accident. I think this is part of a very, very deliberate structure that's being erected right now that will facilitate the global tax abilities of an organization like the United Nations. It's being worked out right now between the OECD countries, and the last I saw, there were 47 countries that had signed on to a new global tax sharing, a data sharing agreement, so that people could track each other's tax and data, payroll information, what have you, across borders. And now I believe there's something like 47, 48 countries that have signed on with that, including Switzerland and Singapore and other so-called safe havens. So it's becoming harder and harder to go anywhere in the world that will escape the clutches of Uncle Sam. And again, I think that's very deliberate because this is all part of the process of erecting that structure of global government. And the jewel in the crown of the future global government will be America. That's where I think the globalists really want to get their not just their toehold, but their complete control.
Well, now, what's going on in Europe? I mean, basically, everything I read points to the fact that most of the countries over there are already in recession, high levels of unemployment, specifically very high levels of youth unemployment. And they basically certainly are not able to get their economies going again because of the massive debt. Is that true?
That's very true. And in fact, even the good news, quote unquote, that comes out of Europe sometimes, you have to read between the lines or read well below the fold, as it were, to find out the truth of the story. So when Greece posits some sign that they're getting out of their debt crisis or their deficit crisis, at any rate, That's posited as great news, but of course it only means that now they're entitled to even more IMF loans and what have you that will put them even further into the hole in the long run. So again, you have to be sort of, you have to look at this from a broader perspective to understand what's going on, because there's a lot of reports about the Eurozone recovery and things are getting better slowly but surely. But I think there's a lot of data that points the other direction. And as we talked about last week, as we predicted, yes, indeed, Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, did come out last Thursday to announce that they were dropping their deposit rate for banks from 0% to negative 0.1%. So it now costs banks money to hold on to basically stash their money away. Instead of actually actively loaning it out and spending it into the economy. Now, this is supposedly to try to get people interacting again, transacting again, borrowing money again, and this is the incentive that the European Central Bank has come up with to do it. And they're really in uncharted territory here. They're the first major central bank in the world to go into negative interest rate territory to try to stimulate the economy. And it's in some ways, I think of it as trying to stimulate a dead horse. I mean, you can pump whatever kind of electricity you want into that dead horse's heart. It's not going to make it alive again. And I think, again, the European Central Bank, all the only tools they really have are interest rates. And I don't think that's going to actively stimulate an economy that is so deeply mired in debt and unemployment. I just don't think the money is there to circulate, and I don't think the will is there for people to start businesses in that environment.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they're actually charging you to put your money in the bank, and they're doing this with the banks, the major banks over there. Why? Because they do not want the money in the bank. They want to bring that out. The banks don't want to lend the money out because they feel uncertain. And besides that, if all that money was being lent out, you would have rampant inflation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, your views, questions.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, hosting Now Miracle. Let us wear a leisure. The miracle really is a miracle. Miracles are used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Guest is Joe Messina. And our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for Joe, Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is James Corbett. And suddenly, if you have a question or comment about anything financially, or this is no better time to ask it than now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. But everything would suggest that the dollar is going to lose its reserve status sometime, probably within the next year and maybe even sooner than that. Many, many people, very, very well-educated people, are very, very concerned that something major is going to happen. And with that, of course, almost instantaneously, the vast majority of the American people will lose certainly the money that they have in the banks, the money they have in their annuities and their pension funds, the money that they have in safety deposit boxes, the money that they have in savings. Suddenly, destruction of the value of the currency is destruction of the value of the society. Now, suddenly, if you have a question for James, don't hesitate to give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. James, how can people get in touch with you? How can they get your material from the International Forecaster? How can they get the material you're putting out certainly internationally to try to educate people?
Well, if people are interested in the International Forecaster, I suggest they go to the website, theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, theinternationalforecaster.com. And there you can see some of my previous articles and articles of some of the other contributors to the report. It comes out twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It's an e-newsletter, 30 to 40 pages of information every time. So I think it's a very interesting and valuable resource for people who are looking to keep up with what's happening. Again, theinternationalforecaster.com. Or you can write in via mail for more information, P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. If people are interested in myself, I'm James Corbett. I'm at CorbettReport.com. That's CorbettReport.com. And I just recently redesigned my website. So now there's going to be commenting on the posts there for members of the Corbett Report. You can sign up for a membership there at the website or, of course, explore all of my archives, audio and video there for free.
Okay, fine. That's CorbettReport.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, well, basically, it's certainly everything points to the fact that the Chinese and certainly many of their allies are beginning to try to put together an alternative reserve currency. In other words, basically, the Russians are working with the Chinese, are working with the Indians, with Brazil, certainly with South Africa, and even a number of other countries seem to be very, very concerned about the stability of the dollar and are looking for something where they can put their money because they know that no country in all the history of the world has created a massive deficit as we have in this last 3 or 4 years. Would that be a fair statement?
It certainly is, yes. And I hope that people are at least keeping their eye on that debt number. And, of course, there are the people who will say, well, that doesn't really matter. The government's function is to create debt in order to stimulate the economy. And I think we're seeing where that's getting us. It's getting us into bubble territory in the Dow and the S&P. But when the hammer drops, I don't think it's going to look pretty.
Well, now, of course, you're over there in Japan. What's actually happening in Japan? Japan's been in a recession for close to 20 years, hasn't it?
It certainly has. It's been in a deflationary depression cycle, a recession cycle, whatever you want to call it, stagnation, really. And unfortunately, in that time, of course, during the deflationary time, it doesn't really matter if wages are increasing so much because, again, when deflation happens, you're kind of gaining just by staying at the same level. But when inflation starts to happen, then you better be earning more money or else you're going to start seeing a decrease in your standard of living. And what we're seeing here in Japan right now with the Abe government's own version of quantitative easing, basically doubling the monetary supply here in 2 years, what we're seeing is inflation kicking in. And on top of that, we just saw a major tax increase here. that is starting to cut into people's bottom lines. And there's, of course, a lot of data to show that, in fact, real wages in Japan are declining. In fact, real wages have declined here for every month of the past 24 months. So declining wages in an inflationary environment is a double blow to the average person here in Japan. And I think you can see that. I think whatever image people might have had back in the 80s when Japan was the big economic giant and people were worried about Japan taking over the United States, I think that's very, very much in the distant past now. And what you see for the average worker here in Japan is just slowly declining living standards.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Chris, as I look at the statistics, why it looks to me as if actually the living standards, the wages for Americans has actually been going down over the last several years. Is that really a matter? I mean, we don't talk about it. Most people aren't aware of it. But as far as purchasing power is concerned, it looks to me like the Americans really are losing the advantage we've had for so many years.
It certainly is that case. And again, we can see that from the data itself. There was some pretty interesting data that was published by the Economic Policy Institute recently that shows in the 28-year period between 1979 to 2007, i.e. when the collapse began, average income in the U.S. grew 36.9%. That increase of 36.9% sounds pretty good, but in fact, that is wildly disproportionate in terms of its distribution. The top 1% saw a 200% rise in their pay, their general income, and the bottom 99% saw 18.9%. And that discrepancy, in fact, only increased after the collapse happened. So in the 2009 to 2011 period, the top 1% of earners earned 11.5% increase in their income. Everybody else lost 0.7%. And so we see these trends increasing and intensifying, and unfortunately, there's no sign that that's going to go away. This split that's happening in the economy, as I say, is starting to have structural effects because it's starting to get to the point where the only sectors of the productive economy that are doing well anymore are the luxury goods sector, as well as, of course, the defense contractors who continue to reap the gains of the American imperialist umbrella around the world. And if it weren't for those main sectors and a lot of the funny money notional value of some of the tech sector, where companies still get these really disproportionately large IPOs whenever they go public, if it weren't for those factors, I think we'd be seeing a very different status of the economy right now. And then, of course, to top it all off, there's the housing bubble 2.0 that's being reinflated with the help of the adjustable rate mortgages. Yes, the very financial instrument that caused the problem, that blew up the bubble in the mid part of last decade, are back, and they're doing quite well. There's banks that are loaning them out again. So really, I mean, we're seeing very similar conditions to what led to the last downturn. And we're seeing that all across the board, even as people's real wages and real incomes continue to decrease.
Well, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what we're really seeing, as Sidney James is pointing out, is certainly a situation where the rich are getting richer, very, very small, 1% of the population. And the rest of the people really are not, but of course they're living because they're getting government checks of one sort or another. But is there any possibility that all this government welfare, Sidney, would stop because suddenly there's no money there to provide for it? I mean, the average individual thinks that we almost have a bottomless sum of money, but certainly in other countries, why certainly when they've gotten into financial problems, they've had to cut back. What's going to happen in America? And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, don't be bashful. We'd like you to call 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Is it possible that certainly we could have a cutoff in government welfare and Social Security and Medicare checks?
Well, let's put it this way. They can continue creating their fake, funny paper money as long as they want, and they can create a trillion, trillion, trillion of them. They could create trillions times more than what we have right now, and they could continue to do that until people stop accepting those pieces of paper, or at least those bits and bytes that are in their bank accounts notionally these days. And I think that's the point at which we have to be concerned about what's going to happen from that point forward. Because, again, if the American economy was completely self-contained, then it would only be a type of interaction between the American people themselves, you know, the types of daily transactions that you conduct with your local businesses, et cetera. That would be the key point in the equation. But that, of course, is not the case. The U.S. dollar is accepted all around the world, and, of course, it is used to purchase all of the cheap slave-made factory goods from China and the other developing economies, where the value of the U.S. dollar is exceptionally important in that trade. And since so much of the manufacturing capacity of the United States has been outsourced to places like China, if that ability to transact with U.S. dollars collapses, then the U.S. economy is basically worthless. I mean, it's in an extremely tight bind if that happens, because suddenly people will find all of those cheap little trinkets that they buy at Walmart and places like that won't be on the shelves anymore. Or if they are, they'd be at ridiculously high prices. And I think that's the type of hidden part of all of this that people don't see on their day-to-day basis. They only interact directly with the people who are in their immediate area. So maybe they get the false impression that this is all just based on what they can do in their local community. But unfortunately, because the U.S. dollar is this international instrument and the U.S. economy has been so outsourced, so much of it depends on the exchange rates and the extent to which other countries are willing to foot the bill for America's debt.
Well, you know, Chris, you don't pay much attention to it. We know that certainly Sears and Best Buy and certainly many of the other major corporations are having difficulty financially and losing money, but certainly Walmart, although not losing money, is not making anywhere near as much as it used to. Well, I think to reflect what you're saying, is this really a concern? Is anybody really expressing concern that we're going to have to start cutting back on the things we're buying overseas because people are not buying them from Walmart?
Well, I don't know if this is a common concern that's being expressed, but it certainly should be. And again, you mentioned earlier talking about the U.S. dollar and the sort of crisis that it's in as more economies around the world are turning away from it in their bilateral trade. And I think that's exactly right. Again, we've talked about that process and the way that's taking shape right now. And it really is a trend that unless it's changed or derailed in some way, if we just extend it out long enough, there will be a point at which the U.S. dollar, as the global default currency for all transactions and settlements of payments, will start to go the way of the dodo. And we're already seeing that. We talked, for example, about that big pipeline deal between between China and Russia, that $400 billion, or at least that's what we estimated it at. They still haven't released the details of it. The contract between China and Russia for Russia to supply natural gas to China. And we talked about the possibility of that being denominated in rubles and yuan. As it turns out, after the fact, no, it's going to be in dollars because a lot of the trade and export accounts of Russia and most governments around the world are still denominated in U.S. dollars. The financial infrastructure is still there in dollars, so there isn't a lot of infrastructure for conducting in local currencies. But that, again, is starting to slowly change. And so we've seen, for example, in recent months, not only has Russia gone on the record with an official policy to try to denominate all of their energy transactions in local currencies, but now we've seen, for example, Russia and China signing agreements to start that process of creating bilateral financial infrastructure, including at Russia's second largest bank, to facilitate transactions in yuan, in rubles, between these two countries. So we're starting to see fundamental changes to the way the international financial infrastructure works to accommodate these deals so that they can go around the dollar reserve currency status. So that's a huge tidal wave that's sweeping across the globe right now that is not being mentioned very often on CNBC or these types of programs with these talking heads. And you'd have to wonder why, because it truly is a fundamental change to the way the international economy is working and will work certainly in the coming decades.
Well, of course, my concern is that the average American has very little realization of what's going on. He thinks that things are going to continue as they always have been in the past. And I fear they were going to change and could change very dramatically. And that's why I certainly was so interested in the Port of Stanbury's attributing the fact that there's something major is going to take place as far as the 1st of July. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what will happen, Sydney, if the dollar loses its reserve status? Now, there have been many other currencies, Portuguese currency, Spanish currency, French currency, English currency. They've all suddenly been these, the stable currency, the reserve currency of the world for 100, 200 years. And certainly many people think that the time has come when the dollar is going to cease to be the reserve currency. If the dollar were to cease to be the reserve currency of the world, what impact would it have on the people out there, the listening audience tonight?
Well, first of all, I think we should reflect for a moment on that list you provide of some of the previous sort of the giants of international trade, the reserve currencies of centuries past, when you're looking at a Portugal or France or Great Britain. These were some of the greatest empires that ruled the seas and conducted trade around the world at their time, and were seen as maybe the geopolitical powerhouses of their era. And now think of it, how much do people think of Portugal when they think of international relations or the actions of France or the UK? Of course, these are greatly reduced in their stature on the international stage to the point where some of them are almost negligible now, quite a fall from grace. So that's the way that we have to see what a U.S. dollar reserve currency collapse could look like and would look like for in terms of the U.S.'s prominence on the international stage. But to get to your question, I forget what your question was.
Well, why don't we go to Frank, who's calling us from Salinas. Frank, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I'm confused about the currency of China. Some people call it the renminbi, and you call it the yuan. What is the relationship?
Actually, it's the same thing. It's just different names. One is the unit of currency, and the other is the currency itself. In the same way you can talk about the sterling, or you can talk about the pound, or sometimes the pound sterling. Again, it's just different names for the same thing. And I don't remember which is the currency and which is the unit, but either way, it's the same thing.
I see on the stock exchange you can buy the renminbi currency in the United States.
That sounds about right. I don't know how that is transacted because, again, there are huge capital controls. And as far as I know, this is not a convertible currency at this point. So I don't believe that the Bank of China is selling it directly. But I'm sure there are ways around that. So I will certainly take your word for it.
And Frank, I think they're working very, very hard over in China to actually replace the dollar as a reserve currency. They may not be going to come forward and admit that, but I think we're facing very, very difficult and dangerous times. Our guest this evening has been James Corbett. James, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you again next week at the same time, and hope we don't have computer problems again.
Thank you for having me.
God bless. Thanks very much. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And suddenly, if you have access to a computer, I suggest you open that computer and look up Porter Stansberry and read his latest treatise. He's put this thing out. He must have spent $1 million sending it to several million people across America. And basically, of course, it goes into the fact that as of the 1st of July, there suddenly is going to be pressure put on banks throughout the world to simply expose everything about American deposits. And with that, of course, I think you will find that as any of the banks throughout the world are going to quit taking American deposits, and Americans are going to be forced to bring their money home here. But then what are they going to do with it? We find out, Sydney, that in Europe, why, of course, they're charging people money to put their money in the bank. You don't put your money in the bank and earn interest. You put your money in the bank and lose interest. You have negative interest rates. Because, of course, they're doing everything they can to try to get the economy of the world working. And the economy isn't going to work. The economy is broken. Our currencies are broken. America has a massive debt. It's financing itself by printing and creating $200 million every hour, every day, day in and day out. And it's just creating this new money, and you can't create money indefinitely without the whole thing beginning to fall apart. And this is my fear, that we're in for some very, very real problems. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We have a couple of advertisers, but we're primarily dependent upon those of you out there who listen to our programs, who believe in what we're saying, who want to get this information out and help as many people as we can. And not only that, not only to understand what's going on financially, but to understand what's going on spiritually, because basically there are powerful spiritual forces at work here. This is not imaginary. We're not dealing with a cultural crisis or an economic crisis. We're dealing with a spiritual crisis. We're fighting a spiritual war and a political, ideological battlefield, but the average individual doesn't understand. There is a supernatural element to everything going on in the world today. And remember, of course, God promised that the next time he would not destroy the world by a flood, it would be by fire. And I really believe there's going to be a nuclear war. Everything points in that direction, Sydney. In fact, Paul Craig Roberts, you can go up on the internet and pull down the article he wrote within the last week, saying that the official U.S. position has changed. In the past, we've always felt that a nuclear war was unwinnable, shouldn't even be considered. And now they've taken a position that a nuclear war is winnable, and we're going to be able to win that battle. And Sydney, I was surprised to see this. This was within the last 2 weeks by Paul Craig Roberts. A very, very important article. The fact that you haven't heard about this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over the media, because the media is rigidly controlled. You must understand, six major corporations control the major media outlets in the United States and largely determine what the American people think and believe. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. You need to get our four tape sets, our four CD sets on propaganda and on mind control. And basically, the attitude, the outward look of the average American is rigidly controlled. Most people have no idea what's going on. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. Who is behind this media monopoly? You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we suggest my talk, Sydney, on did Hitler escape? And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Adolf Hitler actually escaped, went to South America. And there in my interviews, these four CD sets, well, you'll hear my interview with at least three people who went to South America and talked to the people who knew Adolf Hitler. And then the four CD set, The War on the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus, who two-tracked how we financed the Nazis before, during, and following the World War II, just exactly as we are financing the Islamic terrorists throughout the world today. Why? Because we want an enemy. We want a war. And you can't have a war unless you got an enemy. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not suddenly illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And once again, we seem to be having problems getting through to our next guest, Terry Cook. And basically, if our producer wants to know where the little computer is that has the telephone numbers, well, it's sitting down next to my seat there where I do my work. It's downstairs. And there is a computer there, but Sydney, right now, we're going to be talking a little bit about, of course, the whole idea. Terry Sydney talking about the very real problems that we face as far as the preparation for a major cataclysmic event. The average American is not prepared for a major cataclysmic event. The average American certainly believes that everything's going to be fine. We live in a wonderful world, and we do live in a wonderful world. And they believe, of course, that God is favored in America. Well, God is favored in America in the past until America became a post-Christian nation. But we are no longer a Christian nation, and when a nation turns against God, as we have, Why, of course, God brings judgment on that nation. And all you need to do is see our attitude towards homosexuality and lesbianism. And if people want to be homosexuals and lesbians, they have a right to, but they don't have a right to tell me that I don't have a right to say it's wrong because I care about homosexuals and I've known many of them through the years. And suddenly most of them know what they're doing is wrong. They feel terrible about it, but they have a compulsory sexual addiction. But the homosexual male dies probably 15 to 20 years younger than his counterpart. Suddenly, one in every three lesbians will get breast cancer, whereas of course the incidence of breast cancer is one in eight women. But the average individual homosexual is not allowed to hear this because the major force behind homosexuality is not. The major force behind homosexuality is not the homosexuals. The major force behind the homosexual movement in America is the satanic movement that I'm talking about, that we describe over and over again. And until you understand that, until you understand that there are supernatural forces involving some of the richest and most powerful men in America today, very little of what's going on really tends to make sense. So we do hope that many of you out there will want to get our material. And of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need it. So then you need to get the various programs that we put on going into the background with a supernatural force out there and naming who these people are. If you want to know who controls the media, the book is The New Media Monopoly. And you get into the background of these major corporations, whether it be Bertelsmann, whether it be Viacom, whether it be Disney, whether it would be AOL Time Warner, Comcast, or Murdoch. And they all tie into what in the Brotherhood. They tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. They tie into the Trilateral Commission. They tie into the Bilderbergers and all of these other organizations. And of course, what they've done is they've created a series of organizations. They all certainly interlocked. They all work together. Well, it looks like we're getting Terry Cook on the line, so hopefully we'll have Terry with us in just a moment. Going into the background, certainly, of what's happening and the fact that there really are very real problems. We could have a major crisis at any time in America. I don't know when it's coming, but Terry's looked into this. Hi, Terry. How are we doing?
Well, Dr. Stan, you sound great. I'm somewhat decent myself. Thank you for inviting me on the program tonight, and we're going to have a good show.
Okay, fine. You just go ahead and sort of introduce it briefly, and then we have to take a break. But at least let's talk about what this major subject is.
Tonight we're going to hopefully get our listeners prepared for a probable total stock market crash toward the end of this year, Stan. And many Wall Street people, including the Federal Reserve and Warren Buffett, are saying so. And so I think our people need to get ready. Now, this is not a prophetic utterance, because only God knows for sure. And
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlis Lime in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlis Lime now. Garlis Lime, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest this evening is Terry Cook. And for those of you who are listening to our first hour, will recall that I opened talking about Porter Stansberry, who is an economist or a financial advisor, coming out forward and saying we're going to have a major crisis this year that is going to start certainly on the 1st of July. And now Terry is picking this up and commenting that certainly even Warren Buffett has said that we're in for some very real problems. Terry, you pick up the story about your view on the coming financial crisis.
Porter Stansberry is a very, very fine, credible source of such financial information. I've been following him for years, Dr. Stan. And he's an economic scientist and, of the highest order. So he and another fine gentleman, Peter Schiff, Gerald Talente, and on and on and on, are pretty much in agreement in this regard that it's the calm before the storm and the bubble is about to burst. So I call it the BB syndrome, bubble is about to burst. And one recent article just a few days ago indicates that as well. And this article comes, Dr. Stan, from www.livetradingnews.com on Wall Street. And the title of the article, which I believe I sent you about a week ago, Dr. Stan.
Yes, I got it in, but please go ahead because yeah. I think it's very important.
Yes, it says Wall Street's risk of a crash is 98% this year. Now, you see, we're not just a handful of religious nuts, right-wing extremists that the communists and the socialists label Christian conservatives, old mainstream America, because they want to discredit us from sharing the truth with anybody. That's what we're called, and it is that kind of a process. They want to discredit anybody who knows the truth from sharing that in a credible way with people in order to get them prepared. So what we're doing tonight is we're sharing not only that, but common sense. And then we're also going to share at the end of the hour, Dr. Stan, we're going to share some spiritual insight into why October is so important to the Satanists who are running the world. Now, they call themselves Luciferians. And as you've revealed in your very fine book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, that's what they are. Satan is dark. And his brotherhood follow him into hell. Now, hell's going to be kind of hot and maybe a little bit fiery, so it won't be that dark down there in terms of light, but it will be dark spiritually for eternity when everybody who follows him, according to scripture, burns for eternity without quenching of the fire day or night for eternity, and they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's what's coming, folks, and if you want to laugh at that, go ahead. If you're not Christian and you're listening to this program, I suggest you open the book of Revelation because it's about to begin, and you start studying that. And our wealth isn't going to matter in just a few more months, Dr. Stan, because this plan, this satanic plan to create a crash and wipe out the old world economic order. It's been on the books for decades, perhaps hundreds of years. But I've been reading and studying this ever since you and I first met in the early 90s, Dr. Stan, and I have an actual publication from the Illuminati called The New World Economic Order. So it's been planned for years. The timing is, guessable. We're all guessing as to when it may happen. But we can get a little spiritual insight about the month of October and why so many dastardly deeds have happened in that month, including the 1929 stock market crash, the 1987 stock market crash, October of 2008. It all started around September, but it really hit the dirt in October of 2008. And then we were all blackmailed into giving the Illuminati billions and billions and billions of additional money, which has helped nothing. All it's done is destroy this country and further destabilize us in all regards, economically, politically, militarily, and every other respect. And in between the last 7 years of Mr. Obama signing 1,000 executive orders, destroying the Constitution, destroying this country, and in between his golf games that usually cost us millions of dollars each, in between those events, Mr. Obama signs more executive orders that the Illuminati puts on his desk so that every time he returns from a golf game, he can just sign those and then return to his next golf game, his next future golf game. So that man in the White House is just a puppet, a very articulate puppet who knows how to read teleprompters very well. The script has been written, and we're about to get it. Now, we call these things that are about to happen trigger events. Dr. Tom Horn and me and I call these trigger events that will lead to the world needing a dictatorship under the soon coming Antichrist. And so you see, the world has to be made desperate or it won't need a false messiah, the Antichrist, who will present himself as a fix for the world. You see? And that's what's coming. So right now we're going to finish reading the article before the break comes up, Dr. Stan.
And, okay, you go right ahead. You've got plenty of time.
Okay, and then we're going to discuss a few other things. Briefly, we'll discuss my very small book, my 28-page book called Revolution, Communism as Satanism in Disguise, because on the back cover I said there's a planned, I wrote this 2 years ago, there's a planned economic crash coming that will allow Mr. Obama to give us communist martial law and a dictatorship and totally trash the Constitution. It's already been trashed, politically speaking, via executive orders. Most of us just don't know that yet. Basically, the entire Bill of Rights is history under NDAA 2012, NDAA 2014, and so on. Most of us think we have a Constitution that's somewhat still in place, but it's not. During Mr. Obama's first 4 years, it was on life support. Now they pulled the plug. There is no more respiration. Right now there's perspiration instead of respiration. Gee, that was good. I should coin that phrase, Dr. Stiff. There's perspiration. We're all sweating it because those of us who are knowledgeable know they're about to pull the plug on this thing called America. And yes, at one time, God did bless America, as your theme song indicated, but no more. No more. America is one of the most apostate, formerly Christian nations. It's basically a pagan nation now in the world. But still, it has to be completely destroyed in order for the world to go totally into a satanic communist new world order.
Okay, fine. Now, what were you going to read for us to give us the background?
So this article I mentioned, I alluded to, and I sent to you, the doctor, is from www.livetradingnews.com. And it says Wall Street's risk of a crash is 98% this year. Now, let's get more specific, and this article does so in the first paragraph, because it says, early this year, a select group of Wall Street professionals were surveyed, and the results were ominous. That's the word they use here. I'm quoting. So it says, early this year, a select group of Wall Street professionals were surveyed, and the results were ominous. Second sentence of that first paragraph says, these financial experts and fund managers predicted a 98% chance of a stock market crash that will happen in the next 6 months. Now, folks, in the next 6 months, this article is dated June 5. So, you know, raise your right hand. How many fingers do you have on your right hand? You got five. So let's count. 6 months from June is around October, November. Okay? Now hold that thought, because we're going to explain why October is so important to the Illuminati, the Brotherhood of Darkness, because they have their own satanic holidays, and they hold to them pretty rigidly. When something really evil happens, well, you can bet your sweet Bippy it's been planned to happen to celebrate Satan's holiday. So I'll get to that toward the end of the program, but let's continue with this article a little bit. Second paragraph says, Gary Schilling, a top Wall Street economist, says the S&P index could very well drop as low as 800, which would be a 42% deep dive. Third paragraph says, Jeffrey Gunlash, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, Gunlash it looks like, one of the world's biggest bond fund managers and CEO of Double Line Capital, says the real damage is yet to come, and an ominous, there's that word again, and an ominous third phase will far exceed the damage of 2008. Fourth paragraph says that Peter Schiff, he's the Euro-Pacific Capital CEO, author of The Real Crash, America's Coming Bankruptcy, warns as follows, quote, I am 100% confident the crisis that we're going to have will be much worse than the one we had in 2008. Fifth paragraph says, even Warren Buffett is rumored to be preparing for a stock market crash. The Warren Buffett indicator, known as the total market cap GDP ratio, is breathing a sell alert status and a collapse that may happen at any moment. So Warren Buffett, a member of the Satanic Committee of 300, the Illuminati, and George Soros, and the Federal Reserve, today in an article, they're pretty much all saying the same thing. So they're all in agreement that Satan is about to collapse the international economic system, and Russia's pulling all of its money from America.
Hold that thought. If you're out there, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, Terry Cook, give us a call if you have a question or comment. We'll be back in just a moment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinex promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Terry Cook, and he is, of course, reading from an article. What is the article website? You saw this article on talking about how the coming economic collapse, coming economic crisis, probably this year, 98% certain, a major catastrophe. Where can people read that article, Terry?
Okay, they can Google www.livetradingnews.com.
That's one more time. Livetradingnews.com, www.livetradingnews.com. Is that right?
Yes. And the title of the article is Wall Street's Risk of Crash is 98% This Year.
Okay, fine. You go right ahead.
Okay, so we're done with that article. We could spend a lot of time on it.
Is there anything else in that article that's important?
Well, no, we've covered the major
points.
Okay,
fine.
It's a very good article, but we've covered the major points. And now let's move on to another article that says from www.marketwatch.com, www.marketwatch.com, which is in California, as I recall. It's in Northern California near you, Stan. This article is by Mr. Fortrell, June 4. And he says that half of Americans can no longer afford their homes, and they're struggling to hang on to them by sacrificing other things. So he says over half of Americans, 52%, have had to make at least one major sacrifice in order to cover their rent or mortgage over the last 3 years. And the article goes on for quite some time, but they've been taking second jobs. They've been deferring doing other things, cutting back on virtually everything, eating less food and whatever, just to try to hang on to their homes. So that's 52% of Americans are on the edge of losing their homes. All it's going to take is one burp in the economy, and what we have coming is going to be worse than a burp. It's going to be a complete upturn. Okay? So things are getting bad everywhere, and in particular in the large metropolitan areas, things are getting bad. So that's enough of that article. It's just, you could go on and on and on. Now, who else says a stock market crash is coming? Well, isn't it interesting? Mr. Steve Forbes, Forbes Magazine. Who is Steve? A member of the Committee of 300. He and Warren Buffett are good pals. They're in this exclusive Bilderberger group together. And he, too, says, it was on the headlines of Forbes Magazine, his magazine, Steve Forbes says, Forbes predicts a stock market crash worse than the 1930s. Well, most people listening to this program, Stan, and you and I, fortunately, didn't have to live through the 30s, but our parents did. Our grandparents certainly did. And that was horrible enough. And those people back then didn't realize that that crash was planned to happen. And thereafter, when Roosevelt came to power, he outlawed gold. He made it a felony to possess gold. Thereafter, he confiscated it from everybody for a minimal amount of money. And then after that, the gold prices, after the gold had been confiscated from the public, and it was made a felony, a federal felony to possess gold. 10 years in prison to possess gold after Mr. Roosevelt, good old FDR, did that to us, a socialist communist. And a 33rd degree Mason, and at that time was planted in the White House to do his thing for the Illuminati. Okay, so the bottom line is all of these crashes throughout American history have been planned to edge us even more closely to the planned culmination of all such economic crashes. This one that's coming, Dr. Stan, will usher out the old world economic order, will burn it to the ground. And then a new world economic order will be installed, and the preparations have already been made. We could spend another hour on that alone. New currency's been printed up already. It's in vaults everywhere around the world. These countries that are going to pick up that slack are called the BRIC nations. And, of course, they're all under the control of Rothschild, Rockefeller, and so forth. Internationally, and all of the central banks in the world, including Russia's central bank, Red China's central bank, Middle East central banks, they're all owned and or controlled directly or indirectly by Rothschild, Rockefeller, and the top 13 of the Illuminati.
Well, but basically, what is the title of your book that you wrote with Tom Horn that gets into so much of the background of this? What's the title?
It's called Beast Technology, Beast Tech, and I think you still have a few copies
yes,
left.
Yes, we still do. Beast Tech, we think it's an important book. You can get that from us by calling 1-800-544-8927. Do you have copies still?
You still have copies, I believe.
And, yes, we do.
And if you run out, then just call Tom for more. They can also get my other books online at Amazon.com. Go to the books section and put in Terry L. Cook. I have about 15 other books.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlis Lime in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlis Lime now. Garlis Lime, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Terry Cook, and we're talking about the coming economic crash. Sydney, if you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But Terry, Sydney, believes that there's going to be an economic crash, and I think it's coming very soon. Anyway, Terry, you pick up the story.
Yes, and these, Dr. Stan, these aren't prophetic utterances, okay? I'm not a prophet, nor do I profit much from this, I guarantee you. So, but we are spiritual weathermen, as it were. And why do we hire secular weathermen? Well, we want to know when a bad storm is coming, don't we? So we spend millions of dollars through the federal government and various other weather reporting establishments, studying meteorology, so we can advise our people when a storm may be coming and approximately when it may be coming and where it may hit. And that's what we're doing today. But we have spiritual insight the secular weather people don't have, as it were, into all these other events that contribute to an unparalleled storm that's just over the horizon. So another good, very good article written by a very solid source of information, Mr. Dave Hodges, in his Common Sense show, dated June 3, 2014. You see, all these articles are recent articles written by very credible sources, and I'm basically just a reporter. And I'm telling you, it appears as if an economic and military and political storm of unparalleled magnitude may be coming this October. Now, if it doesn't come this October, don't call me a false prophet. I'm not prophesying it, okay? I'm forecasting it for your benefit. I already know. I've been studying this for 25 years, and I already know that probably when the Illuminati does this thing, they'll do it during October because of the satanic spiritual significance of satanic holidays, the most evil being Halloween, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But right now, let's get on to this article, which is corroboration regarding the last couple of articles. And we're talking three or four articles here, folks, but it's all over the Internet. And disregard all of the brain-dead idiots who find themselves in a state of euphoria. Much like the Roaring Twenties, just before the 29 crash, you know. But this time it's entirely different. There is a spirit of deception over America that I can't even believe anymore. I call it virtual insanity. And the pathological idiots are in control of our government. The psychopaths are running the world, and they're satanic psychopaths. You know, they're satanically possessed. And they're crazy. So we have a bunch of crazy people running the world that are actually under the guidance of Satan, and they own everything. They own everything. All the central banks of the world are owned and or controlled by Rothschild and his minions under him. Okay? Millions of minions. So let's get on to this article by Dave Hodges, dated Tuesday, June 3, from his Common Sense radio show. He says this. The title of it is, "The world is just 9 meals away from widespread revolution." Now, grasp hold of that concept. We usually eat 3 meals a day, don't we, in America, even if they're not too good. We still eat roughly 3 meals a day. That's been our MO for a long time here in the United States. And he says, basically, the world is 9 meals a day. That means about 3 days away from a revolution. Is he right? Yeah. I've been following Dave for a while. We've done radio and we haven't done any television. We've done a lot of radio shows together over the years. Dave's a very fine guy. He's a college professor, has several degrees. And I helped teach him about the communist plan. And he's written very, very fine articles about such things over the last few months. So his article goes on to say this. The world is 9 meals away, in other words, 3 days away from a revolution. And he says most Americans do not have 30 days, even 30 days of food in their home pantry. Not even 30 days, folks. In fact, he says most people do not have even 3 days, which is 9 meals that he's referring to here. So he says, quote, "We are indeed 9 meals removed from a total revolution. When people get hungry, they do weird things. A starving man is not a cooperative citizen." Then he quotes Mr. Henry Kissinger from the 70s. And I quote Mr. Kissinger in the same way in several of my books that you can get at Amazon.com. Click on the books department, put in my author name, Terry L. Cook, and I've written about 15 books over the last 20 years. One of which, Beast Tech, you can get it from Dr. Stan directly. He still has many copies. But the other books that have been around for 20 years and later, you can get directly from Amazon.com, books department, Terry L. Cook. Get my book called Revolution. That's all you got to know. It's 28 pages. That's a book I've written almost 2 years ago that explains exactly what's about to happen, and I think I'm pretty close and dead on, unfortunately. I wish I were wrong. I don't want to be right. It's going to affect me just as badly. It's going to affect everybody. So he goes on to say here that the world is 9 meals away, in other words, 3 meals away from a total revolution and chaos. And the first sentence of this article says, the World Bank, which is Rockefeller, hello? The World Bank is boldly proclaiming that extreme food shortages and subsequent food riots will take place in the near future, largely due to the rapid increase in food prices. Now, Dr. Stan, if we listen to the Obamanation administration, they say there is no inflation. And Social Security recipients, one of them was me now, just got a very nominal 1% or so increase because there is no inflation, Dr. Stan. Have you noticed that? There is no inflation.
Well, of course, we know that they're lying. The inflation rate is probably somewhere 6 to 8% at least. Go ahead.
Well, actually, the food inflation in the past few months, Dr. Stan, has been 22%. Google that. Food inflation, 22%. Okay? If you haven't noticed that at your market, folks, then you must be a millionaire and you're not counting your dimes like me. So bottom line is we're being lied to. Anybody who believes anything coming out of Washington is naive and asleep. That's all I can say. That's the nice way for me to say you're dumb. If you believe any of the lies and the garbage coming out of the communist Washington, D.C. Sewer pipe, then you need to go get some counseling. They're lying to us. Everything is a lie. But we want to hear the lie, don't we? So we believe it in general terms. Now, he goes on to say in this very fine and lengthy article that food prices are being artificially manipulated up for political control. It's not just a historical precedent, but food has always been used by the Marxists for weapons against the people. And he spends a lot of time talking about what Stalin did, including shoot all their farmers to create food shortages. But the communists in charge never went hungry. They just got rid of all the people under them and starved them into submission, you see. So food is a weapon in that regard. And the government has already signed executive orders, including Obama, that they've taken full control legally over everything you own. So even if you do have more than a three-day supply of food in your pantry, you don't know that Obama's already signed an executive order that he owns everything you have, including your water supply. Okay, now I started to quote Henry Kissinger from the 70s, so let's get that back to that. In the 70s, Dr. Henry Kissinger, and by the way, he's a member of the Committee of 300. He's a direct lieutenant for Rockefeller, who's in the top Council of 13 of the Illuminati. And Mr. Kissinger said in the 70s, quote, "If you control oil, you control nations. But if you control food, you control the people of those nations." You see? So it's been in their plan under Codex Alimentarius and various other plans. Codex Alimentarius has been around for decades. Most people have never heard about it. I've written a separate book by that title. Codex Alimentarius is a plan which the Nazis helped develop to control food, the quality of food, essentially GMO products, and destabilizing what God gave us, a good food supply that's nutritious and everything, and also controlling it through purchasing all the major farm production corporations and acquiring all the small people by putting them out of business, and then and so on and so on. We spent a lot of time on that. So let me get down to a few more comments Dave has made here in this article. The government's historical overview of food control can be well established. All you have to do is get online and study the hundreds of thousands of articles that are there, okay? But with a stroke of the pen, Obama recently took total and absolute control over all our food. Now, he's preparing for the planned collapse that he well know is coming. And this is why this man is on a spending spree unlike any other time in America's history. He's just blowing money everywhere, everywhere. And it's a strategy that the communists have put together by, we've spent a lot of time on that, you know. It's a controlled collapse. And that's hard to believe. That phrase is hard to believe, but it's a controlled collapse, a planned collapse. And so Obama recently, under Executive Order 13603, states this. Food resources means all commodities and products, simple, mixed, or compound, or complements to such commodities or products that are capable of being ingested by either human beings or animals, irrespective of other uses to which such commodities or products may be put. At all stages of processing, from the raw commodity to the products thereof, in vendable form for human and or animal consumption. Food resources also is defined as the means of potable water that's packaged in commercially marketable containers, all starches, all sugars, all vegetable and animal or marine fats and oils, seeds, cotton, hemp, flax, fiber, but does not mean any such material after it loses its identity as an agricultural commodity or agricultural product. Now, I'm reading directly from his executive order, whereby they've taken legal, totally legal control over your food by executive order.
And basically, of course, all of this is unconstitutional, but Obama doesn't really go by the Constitution. Obama certainly is a hardline Marxist who's been put in power by the Brotherhood. Go right ahead.
Yes, and now the next paragraph of this executive order, which he recently signed, says food resource facilities means plants, machinery, vehicles, including on the farm and off the farm, and other facilities required for the production, processing, distribution, and storage, including cold storage, of all food resources, and for the domestic distribution of farm equipment and fertilizer, and it goes on and on and on. So basically, folks, Obama is a puppet for the New World Order crowd, and they, via his executive order and about 1,000 others over the last 7 years, have taken full control over everything, all the fuel, all the vehicles. when the collapse happens, you own nothing, because without the Constitution, you don't have the right to own anything, do you? The Constitution is essentially dead. You just don't know that yet. And this is why they need a planned collapse, so they can make it final. They'll finalize the complete confiscation of everything you have, all your banking resources, all the money in your banks. They're already doing it in Europe. They're confiscating savings accounts and everything else. And soon they'll control you by confiscating your food, your cars, your houses. When the collapse happens, the Constitution is totally null and void forever, forever. And without that Constitution, you have no right to ownership of anything. You have no right to the ownership of food, water, fuel, cars, houses, your own money, your own assets. The only reason you're owner in ownership of those things is the Constitution has provided us the freedom and the legal ability to have ownership of all those things. That is all about to end, and most Americans aren't ready for it, Dr. Stan. And as Dr. As PhD Dr. Hodges here says in his article, we can't even go 3 days without food. That's planned as well. And when that happens, our entire nation basically turns into a chaotic bunch of animals.
Well, I share your concern. I think we're moving towards a real crisis, and I don't think the average American really understands it. That's simply, what do you do if you go to the grocery store and there's no food? Nobody has ever asked that, because we never faced that. But, of course, you can imagine what's going on over in Syria today and other countries where we are financing the terrorists who are killing the people who are running the government. Over in Syria, we're financing the terrorists who are killing the Christians, are raping the Christian women, burning the Christian towns. And where is the outcry from the Christians in America? Why, it's deafening in its silence, and I fear God is going to bring judgment on America because of that. Go right ahead, Terry.
Okay, so now we have limited time. I think, what do we have, about 10 minutes left on your show?
No, we've only got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay, then let's say this. One of the most important holidays Satan has is Halloween, which is called Satan's Harvest Celebration. Satan has his own harvest celebration, a harvest of souls that he greedily gathers and devours. His followers prepare for Satan's harvest of souls during the entire month of October in various ways, by recruiting people into satanic cults and to witchcraft and Satanism, and by ritual killings of animals to sacrifice them to the devil, and so on and so forth, and by casting curses on everything, which they hope will result in accidents, fires, suicides, domestic violence, sudden illness, death, and so on. Their diabolical activities begin October 1 and build throughout the entire month of October, climaxing on October 31st, the sacrifice and celebration of death. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that. Why have all the stock market crashes happened in October? Why did the communist Bolshevik revolution, creating the first phase of the New World Order, happen in October 1917? Well, now you know why. It's spiritual. It's the devil's month. Get ready for this October. I think it's going to be a trick, not a treat. And if it doesn't happen, praise the Lord, maybe we have one more year. It's not a question of if it's going to happen, but when. Possibly this October, I think so. Many people agree. Prepare as if that may happen. And if it does, at least you'll be able to eat more than 3 days. If it doesn't happen, praise the Lord, we got maybe another year. God bless you all. I love you.
Okay, fine. Because I guess it's been Terry Cook. Terry, one more time, how can people get to your website?
They can get to my book, Beast Tech, that Dr. Horn and I wrote, by calling you and asking for a copy of Beast Tech. If they want my other books, Dr. Stan, go to Amazon.com's book section.
Okay, hold that.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here, and of course, our guest this evening, Terry Cook. His book is Beast Tech. He wrote it along with Tom Horn. It's excellent because it goes into not only what's happening from a geopolitical point of view, but what's happening from a spiritual point of view, and you can't understand what is really taking place in the world today unless you understand there are supernatural forces that are working behind the scenes to bring about a one world government, a one world financial system, and of course a one world religion, and everything is being done to destroy Christianity. They've infiltrated our seminaries, they've infiltrated our churches, they've changed the music of our churches. And where is the outspoken criticism of this? They've changed the message of many of our churches, and suddenly many of our ministers are trying to get the information out, but of course, they do not understand the geopolitical implications of what's going on today, which is why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And quite frankly, I need your help to continue doing what we're doing. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and basically, of course, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can certainly join the Radio Liberty family and get the newsletter, get the four best CDs of the month. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get the items we carry. And basically, we always try to put together the best four CD sets, which will help you understand what's going on, or the best books. As you know, only recently were we able to verify the fact that Adolf Hitler did not die in the bunker. How were we able to verify this? Well, we've talked to at least three people. Certainly, our good friend Jerome Corsi, who will be with us later this week. And he actually went to South America and talked to some of the people who knew Adolf Hitler, who worked with Adolf Hitler. And then, of course, same thing with Gerard Williams. And then, of course, same thing with Harry Cooper. They were all contacted people in South America. This is not imaginary. It is the greatest charade of all time to convince you and most Americans that Adolf Hitler perished in a bunker in Berlin. And it's just simply not true. Why? Because very simply, he was simply a play actor in this whole thing. The Second World War was as phony as a $3 bill. We financed 100 American corporations, built the weapons for the Nazis. They suddenly financed the Nazis. American oil companies provided the oil. And then, of course, when the war ended, why, of course, we helped the American intelligence and Vatican and British intelligence help the Nazis escape to South America and throughout the rest of the world. This is all covered in a wonderful book. Well, we have two of them. One is called The Secret War Against the Jews. It's a preliminary book by John Loftus, and then the definitive book, America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we actually helped the Nazis during and after the war, and we helped them to escape. Exactly as we are financing and doing the same thing with the Islamic terrorist movement. Who do you think is financing Islamic terrorism? Oh, it's the Saudi Arabians. Ladies and gentlemen, the Saudis wouldn't do anything without us telling them what to do. Understand that everything is an illusion and delusion, and the average individual doesn't understand that we live in an artificial make-believe world. If you want the truth, you need to go to my website, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, listen to our newsletter, pardon me, listen to our radio programs, and certainly read our newsletters. Again, that's radioliberty.com, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join Radio Liberty, we need your financial support. And if not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and our protection, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
America.